Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we take a look at the RADA-operated natural products boutique store AgriMart. Stay with us for the next few minutes to hear more and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
AgriMart, located at 191 Old Hope Road, Kingston 6, was set up as a marketing and distribution outlet for the sale of locally sourced assorted household items, craft, gift packages, and value-added products manufactured by cottage industries island-wide. The outlet also sells horticultural and agricultural plant seedlings, farming implements and materials, and is owned by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. It was created out of an effort to assist women associated with RADA. RADA's parish manager for St. James, Sadie Dixon-Bennett, explains.
These AgriMarts work closely with the Social Services Home Economics Unit, working with the ladies out in the field to provide value added. And what they have been doing, they have been promoting eating what we grow and grow what we eat. Therefore, they have been training these ladies to use the locally grown foods out in their community and adding value to them and for sale in the AgriMart. And they should be providing livelihood for the group of women.
From its greenhouse, AgriMart sells fruit trees and herbs. The trees include mulberry, miracle fruit, lychee, and mountain sop. They also have breadfruit, ackee, nutmeg, cinnamon, soursop, sweet sop, June plum, mangoes, naseberry, guava, and much more. Herbs on sale include rosemary, chives, and mint, as well as aloe vera. But Mrs. Dixon-Bennett says these are not the only items for sale.
In these AgriMarts, you find locally grown things that are made from breadfruit, banana, plantain, sweet potato, cassava. Most of the local grown foods, they have added value to them and they're for sale. Also, we have craft items that are made by the ladies. Things like aprons, people have gone as far as doing soaps, conditioners, and all of these from natural products. We have pepper sauces, preserves that are made from locally grown produce, vegetable produce. We have things made from fruits when they're in season, or authentic apples, mangoes, all the fruits that are in season at any particular time.
There are currently 4 AgriMarts across the island. Locations include Kingston, St. James, Manchester, and Hanover. To get more information about RADA's AgriMart, call 927-1204 or your nearest RADA parish office. And now for our proverb of the day. Chief in a town, Jinal must live. Translation, when the chief is in town, a trickster or con artist must live. And this means, as long as there are fools, there will always be unscrupulous persons to take advantage.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs, and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.